93.3 KDKB Rocks, Arizona. Priest! And another thing coming. And you guys are now on, you're on like rock star time. You were supposed to be here at 3:30. That's what the label told us, 3:30. Oh, he'll be there promptly at 3:30. However, yeah. You got caught in air traffic.
We're on Delta Airlines time.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah. So sorry about that.
Did you just get off the plane?
Yeah.
Yes.
By the way, the voices you're hearing are Noah Hunt and Kenny Wayne Shepherd, who are in town tonight to be part of the Experience Hendrix 2011 tour, a tribute to Jimi Hendrix's music. Now, with all due respect, none of us here in this room are old enough to remember Hendrix.
No.
We just aren't, but yet his music continues to endure. And how did you guys get involved with this?
Well, you know, we've been doing it since the first time they did this. It started as just like a once a year like concert in a theater in Seattle.
Yeah, it was like celebrating Jimmy's birthday.
Right.
We did it at a theater in Seattle, I guess in 2000.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
And it eventually flowered into this tour, and now it's pretty much a big juggernaut, and we do it every year.
Now, as you guys and Eric Johnson and Johnny Lang and Robert Randolph and Living Color and Steve Vai and pretty much a who's who of guys that play guitar.
Yeah.
How do you work this out? Is this like you just guys go out and do like two or three songs each and then move on to the next
group?
Most
people do anywhere between like, I guess it averages out to be like four songs per act. Some people like will come out and do two songs and then another artist will come up and join them for two more songs or what, you know, a lot of people, some people jam together and some people just do their own thing. So, but you know, dude, what's cool about it is we're doing Jimi Hendrix's music, which is like one of the greatest catalogs of guitar music ever written. So there's lots of great songs to choose from. And I mean, like you said, there's some of the greatest, you know, guitar players in the world that are playing on the stage, you know, so we're having a good time doing it.
And you're not, and like Jimmy, you're not really officially schooled. You're like one of those guys, like where Steve Vai is an absolute machine.
Yeah.
You're one of those guys that plays by feel. As we were listening to Priest there, you were just picking it out. Now, you don't really know that song, but you hear it and can just make that happen, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I hate you, Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
You're one of those guys that makes it difficult. Anybody that's in radio is a failed musician. If I could do what you do, I wouldn't be doing what I
that's
do.
That's what they say about people that work at record companies, too.
Really?
They're failed musicians.
Does that mean I shouldn't play music from your new record?
No.
Why do we want to support the failed musicians?
I didn't say that. I said that. That's what they say. Whoever they is, they say that.
Yeah.
So you guys are in town to do this thing tonight. And then, like you said, you're on Delta Airlines time. You're actually doing a tour in conjunction with this, too. You basically, on nights off, fly in to do the Hendrix thing, and then you go back out and do shows?
Yeah, had a show, and we were just in Baltimore yesterday, and then flew. We stopped in Atlanta. If you followed me on Twitter or on Facebook, you would have gotten a play-by-play as we were on the way here, because
I didn't.
Yeah, I was updating, and, you know, we were supposed to board the plane, and they had a problem with one of the engines, and they kept delaying, and finally they said, this plane's not going anywhere, and we're going to put you guys on another plane, and then that got, you know, took longer than expected. And then when we got on the plane, they had to take the food off the plane and get other, you know, it took a while to get here, but we made it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you guys are going to be doing this. Mesa Arts Center, by the way, tickets on sale right now. Now, you did bring guitars, but I do want to play something. You want to play something acoustically in studio first, or you want me to play something off the record that I'm not supposed to play yet?
You want to do a song first?
Yeah, let's do a song
first. We'll do a song first, and then
we'll keep people
listening.
We'll
see how that goes. Yeah, and then you're going to hear the world premiere.
Yeah, because I'm told that nobody else has the record.
Yeah, we didn't even know you had it.
Well, your friend Psycho at the record, your guy Psycho at the record company and I have been friends for like 20 years.
You must be, yeah.
So he sent me the record just in case, and he told me, don't play it. Well, why would you send it to me?
Exactly.
So
officially, unofficially.
Right. So why don't you guys, if you guys want to play something, you can play something. And then we'll play something off the new record, and then we'll continue to talk as we welcome Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Noah Hunt to the studios of 93.3 KDKB.
Yeah, man.
I'm a king bee, baby, buzzing around your hive. I'm a king bee, baby, I'm buzzing around your hive. Yes, I can make you honey, baby. Just let me come inside. I'm a king bee, baby. Don't you want to be my queen? All right. you want to be my queen? Yeah. Yes, I can make you honey, baby. Like the world ain't never seen. Oh, oh yeah.
Talking about right there.
Yeah.
93.3 KDK Bay Rocks, Arizona. Blues from Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Noah Hunt. And I got to say, with all due respect to you, Kenny, there's something about you and Noah together that is like, it's every great guitar player needs a great vocalist next to each other. And I know you sing more now than you did early in your career.
Yeah, but you know what? This guy sings so great. It kind of enables me to focus more on the guitar, you know, which is really what I love to do the most.
Yeah. And he's unique. You know what? Nobody sounds like Noah. You don't sound like anybody, and nobody sounds like Noah. That's one of the best things you can do.
He's definitely unique. He's one of a kind. No, he's got a great voice, man, definitely.
So easy.
You guys are in town. There's an inside joke I'm missing here.
Yeah.
Too many to name.
Yeah.
You guys are in town tonight as part of the Experience Hendrix 2011 tour, which you've done this before. It's at the Mesa Arts Center. You got a whole bunch of bands together and great guitar players. And what people don't know, what are you breaking over there?
I just yanked them.
Did you just break your headphones?
Yeah, I'm good now.
You break the radio station, Kenny? Seriously?
You know, I'm a bit of a tornado, you know?
That's not funny today.
I know. That's true. Man, that was horrible. Did you see that?
I did see some of the pictures. Man. For those of you that don't know, Joplin, Missouri was pretty much wiped off the map yesterday as part of a tornado. Now, you're from down in the Gulf in the south in that area.
Yeah, I'm from Louisiana, Shreveport, Louisiana.
And a lot of people, this is like what they call springtime in the south.
This is like tornado season, man, you know, and that's kind of like, the epicenter of like tornado activity in the country is right there. And but I don't think I've ever seen it this active before. You know, when I was a kid, I mean, you know, we had to hide in the closets and stuff, and like, you know, brace yourself in the doorway. We don't have basements in Louisiana because you know, Louisiana is so close to sea level. Even parts of New Orleans are below sea level, so we don't have basements because it, you know, the ground's too moist and stuff like that. So, you know, we can't hide in basements. So you'd have to like all get in the most centralized location in the house and just kind of like prepare for the worst. And we had a few tornadoes go over our house when I was a kid, but this is the most active I've seen it in as long as I can remember.
Well, here in Phoenix, we have horrible, horrible weather. 330 days of sunshine.
Yeah.
Sometimes 275, 280 in a row.
Hey, you know what, man? We were here not too long ago. It was like August or something.
Right.
And it was like 10:30 at night. We were at the hotel pool, and it was like almost still 100 degrees outside. It was unreal. You know, like when you're standing in front of a bonfire,
right,
and you can feel the heat on your eyeballs?
Yeah.
That's what it felt like when I walked outside at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that's what everybody says. They go, it's a dry heat. And I tell them, well, do me a favor, go to your oven. Set it at 150 degrees.
Yeah.
Open the door and stick your head in it. That's exactly where we live.
Yeah, man.
It's hell, but thankfully we have pools.
Yes, that's true.
You guys have a pool at the hotel you're staying at?
We haven't been there.
You haven't been there yet. There you go. Can we take time to get some commercials out of the way and then come back? Maybe either play some more or we'll play some new music from your new CD. Sound good?
Yeah. Sounds great.
It's Kenny Wayne Shepherd live on 93.3 KDKB.
The Valley's original rock station. 40 years and still running strong. 93.3 KDKB.
KDKB HD1.
Mesa, Phoenix.
All right, this is the portion of the broadcast that could get me in legal trouble. Because what people don't know is Kenny Wayne Shepherd is in town to be part of the Experience Hendrix tour. Mm-hmm. And he brought Noah Hunt, his vocalist, along with him, and also second guitar player in the band. Now, when I first saw you guys 15 years ago, when we met in Memphis, Tennessee. No, you didn't really play live on stage. You didn't play any guitar with them.
No, I guess not at the time. I just joined the band.
Yeah.
And this was before Blue on Black, when you guys were just kids.
Yeah.
We were all just kids. We were all a little bit smaller and thinner and had a little bit more hair at the time. I actually put the picture of us in some guy's backyard in Memphis, Tennessee up on our Facebook page.
Yeah, that was fun.
We were tiny, tiny little kids.
Yeah, man.
But we almost trashed that guy's house. We had a good time in that guy's yard.
That was fun.
That was great.
Was pretty cool.
Thought it was going to be like a trailer in the middle of AJ, but it wasn't. It turned out this guy was like, it was like
nice,
luxury.
It's a mansion.
Nice house.
Yeah. What's the worst promotion you guys have ever had to be involved in?
Oh.
The worst thing you've ever had to do, because you're not like one of those bands like Slipknot. You're not one of those bands that does like a lot of crazy like Bowling with Anthrax and stuff.
I can't really think of anything that would really impress you, to be honest. Like, I don't know.
Nothing
too corny.
Nothing too bad.
You guys, well, you're smiling though. No, you're smiling.
I don't know.
He remembers these things better than I do. So.
Let's see if
There's
we can put
so many.
Not be anything that bad.
Excellent. Well, you're in town tonight, and I want to do this because. Unbeknownst to you or your record company person here in the studio, I have a copy of the brand new City How I Go. Mm-hmm. And I want to play the single that is not supposed to be played yet called Never Looking Back. And from what I understand now, the looks that I'm getting from everybody, this is a world premiere. Nobody's ever heard this before?
No, nobody. Nobody outside the band.
And it's definitely not been on the air. No.
So I shouldn't talk over the front of this. I should leave this nice and clean so people can get it, leak it, and put it on the internet. Is that what you're saying?
Don't give them any ideas now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know. Then why don't we just do this? We'll just play the record then. It's new Kenny Wayne Shepherd, 93.3 KDKB. There you go. Brand new Kenny Wayne Shepherd, a world premiere.
That's right.
I almost feel like I want to do that David Lee Roth thing from the video. And then, a spectacular world premiere from Kenny Wayne Shepherd's How I Go. Never Looking Back, the name of that. It's 93.3 KDKB. And I'm joined by Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Noah Hunt from Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band, who are in town as part of the Experience Hendrix 2011 tour. It's at the Mesa Arts Center tonight. Now, you can get tickets at the door. Steve Vai. Now, is Eric Johnson on this particular show, too? Because we had heard that he might not be playing here tonight.
No, I don't think he is.
No, I think he had to get off.
All right. So you got Johnny Lang.
Yep. Yeah.
Living Color, who, by the way, kick ass.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think that needs to be said. Some guy named Steve Vai, who was somewhat influenced by Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
Robert Randolph. And if you haven't seen, there's a guy, and I mentioned it to you off the air, Mato Nanji, who is in a band called Indigenous. Phenomenal band and a phenomenal, he has the it that you have and that Stevie Ray had. It's like music flows through you guys when you pick up a guitar. He's one of those guys that, so if you're thinking about going late, I wouldn't do it. I would go and see everybody at the show. It's pretty kick-ass.
Yeah, it's about a three-hour show. It's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you still, again, how do you keep from repeating yourself when you go out and do these things? You go out and you do this show, and you go out and do this, you do your own tour, and then you put out a new record, and there's some stuff on the new record that sounds similar to what you've done in the past, but how do you guys keep from repeating yourself? Because let's face it, everybody in America knows Blue on Black.
Yeah.
They all know Blue on Black. Is that a good thing or is that an albatross at this point?
No, it's great.
No, it's good, man.
Yeah, we just, you know, man, I mean, every time we do a record with the material, you know, we try and show some growth, some maturity, you know, and we try and take it in a couple of new directions that we haven't done before. I mean, like Never Looking Back, the song you just played, we've never played a groove like that on any of our records before, you know.
Right.
So we like to play different grooves, challenge ourselves both musically and lyrically. And, you know, I feel like we've done that. On every album, you've gotten something a little bit different on each record, and I think you can hear the growth from the first album till now. So this is where we're at right now.
I think with you, I think, you know, some people unfairly just categorize you as a blues guitar player. Mm-hmm. Don't realize that you guys do so many other different styles contained within the Kenny Wayne Shepherd, sort of the brand of what you do.
Yeah.
How much of that is changing now with the new record?
Well,
because you got a new record company. By the way, your new record company is like a metal record company.
Yeah,
they're the same record company. So you think you're gonna do a dual tour with Slipknot anytime soon?
That would be interesting.
Well, you know, they signed a bunch of you know, rock acts, like more like heritage rock and stuff like that. They
just Skynyrd's on there now.
Right. Lenny Kravitz.
You
know, Steve Miller and stuff like that. So they're branching off and doing, you know, some different kind of rock other than like the real heavy stuff, but. You know, the record company's great, and, you know, we're glad. I mean, look, man, we got a new album out. People, like you said, everybody knows Blue on Black, but I think, you know, the challenge is for us at this point is, like, what do we play in the live show? Because we want to play a lot of the new material, but then you also have to balance that in the shows with, like, what do the fans want to hear every time they show up? Obviously, they want to hear Blue on Black, but there's a lot of other songs, singles that we had, like Slow Ride, Deja Voodoo, stuff like that. You know, and we only got so much time and it's set, you know, and so it's trying to keep everybody happy and having a good time doing it. So.
And are you having a good time still?
Yeah, man.
We were making jokes about the picture of us from 15 years ago. 15 years later, we're all sort of still here.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing.
Which is kind of fun. Meanwhile, how is it with rock radio around the country? I mean, we here in Phoenix, we know what we're up to. We've been around for 40 years doing what we do. But how is it? What's the reception for Kenny Wayne Shepherd music nationally when you guys go around? Do you find it's easier to get on the radio now or tougher?
Well,
it's different.
No, I think we have solid relationships with radio. I mean, I come from... My dad was in radio,
right.
You know, so I have a pretty unique background, and we've always, I mean, rock radio is what launched this band, you know, I mean, that's what's responsible for the success that we've had. And so we've always tried to give, you know, special attention to the radio stations just because I grew up around radio stations and I know what it's like to be on that side of the board, you know, right. What I mean, with my dad. So we have great relationships, but the scope of the industry has changed. I mean, you know, back when Blue on Black was number one for 17 weeks, there was a lot more stations out there. Like, you know, we go to Atlanta, 96 Rock doesn't really exist anymore, at least not in the form in which, you know, we knew it back in the day. So so, you know, anyways, the relationships are all really good. People are still very receptive to this kind of music. It's just like, you know, there's different formats that exist today that didn't exist back then.
Is it tough for you to record a record and spend so much time that you do recording on record? Because we were just talking about how great the mix is on the new album. Mm. And then to have people download it and put it on an iPod and compress the sound. I mean, you guys make records that sound sonically good because you have to, because you got several guitars in there and separated. And now people have traded like fidelity for portability in their iPod. Is that tough for you as a musician to put that together?
I think it's a lot tougher for the engineer. Like that kind of stuff really drives like engineers and the guys that mix albums. It drives them kind of crazy. I just accept it as like that's just what that is today. That most people listen to MP3s, and there is a lot of sound quality that gets lost when you take a music file and you know bounce it down to an MP3. But you know, the average person, I don't know how much difference they can really, you know, they're hearing. I mean, real music and audio and, you know, hi-fi enthusiasts, they'll hear a difference, you know, but like most people are just, that's just how we listen to music now. We listen to it on our phone, man. We listen to it on an iPod or whatever. And that's the industry standard. So,
but I also think that, yeah, and I think that people are realizing that and are also like finding ways to improve on that experience with different kind of apps and different kind of EQs and, you know, and. That's probably another reason why vinyl's becoming so popular again. Because, yep. You know, people want that really high-quality sound, you know.
We're going to do a limited vinyl
press
of the new record.
A lot of people are doing that now, which is cool. It's nice to hear that come back. In my opinion, if you can't do it with an acoustic guitar, you can't do it. You know, you don't have to hide it with pitch correcting and you know, auto-tune and all the things that, you know, you hear all these pop stars making too. So you guys still get to do it with acoustic guitars. And I always used to say acoustic guitar and a bottle of whiskey, but that doesn't really fly for a lot of people anymore.
No, it doesn't for us.
No. Maybe one time.
15 years ago.
Yeah, back in that picture.
Right?
Yeah.
You want to play something else? You want to play another tune?
Yeah, we can do one.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Noah Hunt in town tonight. The Experience Hendrix Tour is in town. They tribute to Jimi Hendrix and the legacy that he has left. It's pretty kick-ass. You might want to go. And again, Noah says a three-hour show. So you want to get there early, and you might want to go before you go. Shut the cell phone off is a nice thing to do. And you'll get a chance to hear. Now, you guys are only doing Hendrix music tonight?
Yes.
So what are you guys going to do? What songs are you going to play?
I Don't Live Today, Come On, and we do a medley of Voodoo Child Blues and Voodoo Child Slight Return.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what are you going to play for us now?
What do you want to do?
We do Blue on
Black. Blue on
Black. Oh, it's the money shot. Oh, here it goes.
All right.
Like, I didn't see that coming a mile away. Thank you guys so much. Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Noah Hunt live on 93.3 KDKB.
Night falls and I'm alone. Skin, yeah, chill me to woody bone. And you turn. Lord, it slipped right from my hand. Hey, blue on black, tears on a river, bush on a shove, it don't mean much. Joker on Jack, match on a fire, cold on ice, a dead man's touch. Whisper on a scream doesn't change a thing, don't bring you back. Blue on black. Oh, 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 blue on black. Blind. Now I see. The truth lies and in between. And wrong can't be undone. Slipped from the tip of your tongue. Hey, blue on black, tears on a river, a push on a shove, it don't mean much. Joker on Jack, match on a fire, cold on ice, a dead man's touch. A whisper on a scream doesn't change a thing, don't bring you back. Blue on black. Oh, blue on black. a river, a push on a shove, it don't mean much. Joker on Jack, match on a fire, cold on ice, a dead man's touch. Whisper on a scream doesn't change a thing, don't bring you back.
There you go, 93.3 KDKB, Blue on Black, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Noah Hunt. I'll tell you what, this is one of those things that that people don't see when they're at home and they're listening. You guys still genuinely enjoy playing that song.
Yeah, man.
We do.
Yeah. You really do. Like, I'm watching you guys, you're like looking at each other and doing cues back and forth. It hasn't got old for you to play a great song.
No, we dude, seriously, it sounds real cliche, but we really love what we do. And we were just talking about this in the airport earlier about like certain songs. I've always like made it a point, man, in my career. Somebody told me a long time ago, they're like, be careful what you do because, you know, who was it? There was a songwriter that said, be careful what you write because you might have to play it for the rest of your life.
Right.
And that's the thing is like, you know, I just never would compromise the music because, you know, like Deja Voodoo was the first single that we put out. It was when it's, you know, number five and we've been playing it ever since. And it's like, you know, I just made sure that I was trying to write music that I would be happy playing 20, 30 years later. And Blue on Black is just one of those timeless songs. You know?
Yeah, in the radio industry we call it, and you've probably heard this with your father, it's a 10-year record. Well, this is now going on a 20-year record.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing, you know, maybe 20 years from now, some other classic rock station will still be playing Blue on Black.
Yeah.
And you'll still be getting checks, which is a good thing.
It's wonderful.
Somebody getting paid. That's I talked to a guy at your record company who also happens to be the same record company Nickelback is on, and I told him how much I'm not a fan of Nickelback, and he goes, "Yeah, I'm not really a fan either, but that's the band that paid for the addition on my house and the pool in my backyard and all the things that come with it." Mm-hmm. So, you guys are still making decent money from in the industry at this point, right? You're doing okay?
Yeah, I mean, you know,
not to get too deep into the finances, bands are losing money. They say they're losing money.
Well, to have a career today in the music business, I mean, it's always been a hard thing to do.
Right.
You know, I mean, the odds, if you're the odds are against anybody putting a band together and trying to make a career out of it. You know, if you think of how many bands and how many musicians are out there that would love to have a career and don't ever get to have a career. So the odds are stacked up against you in the first place, but the scope of the industry has changed so much that, you know, it can be a lot more difficult. I mean, back in the day, people that were selling like 14 million albums in the late 90s are lucky to sell like 1 or 2 million records today. So the income revenues have all changed. That's why you see a lot of these celebrities going out and coming out with their own perfumes and clothing lines and this and that. It's like, because they're not making all that income off album sales anymore. It's about tours and sponsorships and other kinds of avenues to make generate income. But for us, man, we're very blessed that we have very loyal fans. I mean, our fans are like lifelong fans, and they have supported us from day one, and they continue to come out and see us play live. And, you know, part of that is because we work hard to put on a great live show to keep the people coming back. But, you know, that's enabled us to continue to do this and pay the bills, you know.
Well, there you go. Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Noah Hunt, thank you for taking time out. I know you literally got off a plane, got in a car, came over here. You haven't had a chance to go shower. You haven't had a chance to go eat. And I've kept you on the air for 45 minutes.
It's all good. We appreciate it.
That's what we do, man.
All right.
We're just happy to be here.
Brand new CD is called How I Go. When will it be in stores?
August 2nd.
August 2nd.
So, Jesus, we're talking about 3 months.
Yeah. So it is the real world premiere right now.
Well, really? I got it way early.
Yeah, man.
Busted, man.
I imagine. Down. I haven't checked my email yet, but I'm getting the industry term is C&D. It's called cease and desist, as in do not ever play that song ever again or we will sue your ass.
Never. Not till you're supposed to.
Not till I'm supposed to, which is good. Tonight, Mesa Arts Center, Kenny Wayne will be part, and Noah as well, will be part of the Experience Hendrix 2011 tour. Then when you put the record out, will you be touring through the Valley, coming back here through the Valley?
Yeah. Oh, we're going to be all over the place.
Yeah. Will you stop by again?
Absolutely.
Sure we will.
Cool. By then, maybe this will be on that list of those embarrassing things that you had to do.
Right on.
Excellent. Thank you guys for coming by.
Okay, man.
Our pleasure.
Tonight, Mesa Arts Center. Go check these guys out as part of the Experience Hendrix Tour. This is Seether. It's 93.3 KDKB.
Who's to know if your soul will fade at
lost your self-esteem.